So, I assume you guys know each other's identities.
Yeah, obviously. We're very close.
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to need you guys to fill out some paperwork about your relationship. Here, take this.
That is a big stack of paperwork.
Yeah, well, it's a big fucking change you're undergoing here. Can you have this done by Friday?
Like, the 13th?
No, the 6th.
But that's tomorrow!
Are you trying to scare me away?
Maybe. Can you get it done or not?
Val, I have patrol tonight!
Okay. I'll get double trouble to cover your patrol. You can have the night off. Get it done, okay?
Okay, will do.
God, this tower is impressive. I've never been inside before.
Yeah. The governor really likes to showcase the fact that Our Ridge is home of some of the biggest heroes in the state, so he allocates a lot of funding towards keeping the tower all shiny and intimidating.
That funding could have gone towards city infrastructure instead. A shiny tower is no use to the citizens.
I know, and Val knows too, but the governor is hard to reason with at the best of times.
Well, I don't want to stay here any longer than I have to.
You'll have to get used to it eventually. This is where we hold all our meetings.
Whatever. That's a problem for later me. I know a place we can relax while we fill out this stupid paperwork.
Yeah. By all means, lead the way.
Motherfucker.
Welcome to the Cat's Meow Solace, Our Ridge's local cat cafe.
Yeah, I know this place too.
Oh, good. Come on, we can commandeer the back room. Alright, let's take a look at this damn paperwork.
Names? Well...
Mosaic.
Do you think we should know each other's identities? I mean, if you're really changing, then...
No. Sorry, no. Not right now. Maybe later. Definitely later.
Okay, I'll just put down Solace and Mosaic then. Next question. Powers?
Surely they already have this on file somewhere.
They like to double check these sorts of things. I don't have any powers. I just use gadgets.
Yeah, I know. And my power is stained glass. Walls, shards, platforms, etc. How detailed do we have to be here?
I'm sure that's plenty. Okay, when do we get together?
I think I said a few weeks ago, right? How about December 19th?
Yeah, that works for me. Do we know each other's identities? We already lied and said yes. Let's see here.
Jude is fucking late, again.
Oh, that's... they're probably... A probably slept in.
Right. If I weren't such a stellar employee otherwise, I would have fired him by now.
Oh, come on. You love him.
Something like that. What's your name again? Marianne?
Muddy Angel.
Mary Angel. Cool. I'm Nevaeh.
I know that. I come here a lot.
Oh, sorry. I see a lot of customers every day.
Oh, don't worry. I don't hold it against you. Can I just have a large oat milk caramel macchiato extra hot with extra whipped cream?
Jesus. Yeah, okay.
Thank you for allowing us to use your employee area, citizen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave out the back, actually.
Right, and I'll just, leave also. Bye.
I can't believe this shit.
I'm sure Jude will be here soon.
It better be. Did you want extra caramel in that macchiato?
You do remember me.
A little bit. Though, it's usually Jude handling your orders. Have you known each other long?
Oh yeah, we've been best friends for ages now. Oh, adorable.
Are you allergic to cats?
Maybe.
I'm so sorry I'm late, Nevaeh.
Hey, Nevaeh.
I can't even be mad at you right now, Jude, because my dumbass brother needs a goddamn talking to. Just tend the register while we talk in the back.
Okay, on it.
Oh. Nice officially meeting you.
Sure thing. Apollo, come with me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I'm really digging myself a hole here, Mari.
Uh-oh. What did you do this time, buddy?
I'll tell you after my shift. Don't worry.
Okay. What the fuck, Apollo?
I didn't betray you.
Really? Because it seemed to me like you walked up on stage in front of the entire fucking city and revealed that you've been romantically involved with fucking Soulless, of all people, for several weeks.
No, it was only a few weeks.
Apollo, are you hearing yourself right now? How is that not a betrayal to me and the other Vindicators?
I'm lying, Nevaeh. I'm not actually dating Soulless, and I'm not actually changing to the side of good. I'm just taking advantage of Soulless's forgiving nature to infiltrate the Paragons.
How the hell does that justify holding Soulless's hand?
It's the only way the other Paragons would believe me. Soulless knows the relationship is fake. They agreed to help me out because they think I'm telling the truth about changing for the better.
God, this is so stupid. I can't believe you're doing this.
It was a bit of an impulse decision.
Yeah, no shit. What's done is done, so... ugh. Whatever. Come fight me tomorrow. We'll make your repentance look realistic.
Yes! Thank you, Nevaeh.
You owe me, though. Big time.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
I told him we could fake date. Mari. I... oh, why am I like this?
Oh, Jude. You're such a dumbass.
Not helping!
Isn't this the villain you've been crushing on for years now?
Yes, and I've always wanted to turn him to the side of good, and now he finally is. But to do it, he's got to pretend to date me, and I just... God, it hurts. It hurts so good, Mari.
Consider this. Seduce him.
What?
Show Mosaic what a fantastic partner you can be. Make him fall in love with you for real.
If he hasn't fallen in love with me in the past 3 years, he won't fall in love with me now.
He wasn't a hero before. You were diametrically opposed. Now you're not.
I guess that's a good point.
It is. You're a catch, Jude. Mosaic just doesn't know it yet.
Thanks, Mari Angel.
Hey, anytime.
By the way, you have got to stop coming by the cafe.
But my best friend works there, and the cats are so cute.
Yeah. And you can't even enjoy them fully because you're zonked out of your mind on antihistamines.
A worthy sacrifice.
Thanks for supporting me, Mari. It means a lot.
Of course, Jude. Love you.
Love you too.